This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll look back on what was a successful two games for Team WHL to kick off the Canada-Russia series. More with head coach Dave Lowry and the two Team WHL players of the game, Colin Shirley of the Kamloops Blazers and Jace Howerlick of the Brandon Wheat Kings. Later, more on the passing of league co-founder Dale Wilson. First up, Team WHL doing its part to kick off the Canada-Russia series with a pair of victories over the Russian selects in Kelowna and Kamloops. Team WHL took the opener 7-3 in Kelowna and then battled for a 3-2 victory in Kamloops the next night. Head coach Dave Lowry, who will guide Canada at the World Juniors this year, was pleased with the effort, especially in Game 2 with a score tied 2-2 late.
The one thing that we were real pleased with our group tonight was we stayed with it, and I felt that we got better as the game went on, and we created opportunities when we started to skate and cycle pucks.
Team WHL gets Canada out to the early series lead.
Well, I think that's what you set out for, but we wanted to make sure that we gave them some good games, and it's nice that we won, and our guys really did a real good job.
Lowry is now out east to catch the rest of the series to evaluate potential players for this year's World Junior team.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Kamloops Blazer forward Colin Shirley went off in the opener, putting up 4 points along with linemate Braden Point, who had 3 in a 7-3 series opening victory. Shirley spoke with Regan Bartel postgame.
Unbelievable experience for you. How fun was it out there?
Yeah, obviously, I think it started with a really good start for us. And I got the call Sunday morning. It was pretty exciting being able to come down here. And whenever you're playing, European teams, it's always something special. And with a great group of guys, real skilled and great team. So I think it was, overall just a great game.
Best experience ever here in Kelowna for you? Because you're a part of the dreaded Blazer Hockey Club when you come in here to take on the Rockets.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's nice. I actually always like coming to Kelowna. It's always a good battle against the Rockets. So, I like the rink here and we play quite a bit. So it's nice to come in here for something a little different, though. And I think it was, paid off tonight. And it was just overall a real, real fun and awesome time.
Did you talk to Hazer after the game? Did you say, hey, let's trade for Braden Point?
No, I didn't have a chance to, actually. We were pretty busy in there. So, he's quite the player. It was unbelievable to be able to play with a guy like that. And he was, he's pretty poised. And, I got to give, all the credit to him tonight. He's a great player.
You were one off the record for most points by a player in this challenge. That's pretty cool. You came close.
I didn't know that, actually. So it's that's obviously cool and interesting, but it's overall the team got the win, and that's the best part.
Was it an easy game to play because of the skill level, or was it hard to adapt to your line mates?
I guess kind of both. I mean, when you're playing with a guy like Pointer, and I play with Sid a little bit in Kamloops, so it's nice to have that chemistry. But, a guy like him, it really doesn't matter who he plays with. He's going to, you're going to get the same thing all the time with that guy. And he's obviously real talented and great player. So it was, I don't want to say it was easier. I don't want to say it was harder. It was, it was good.
In Game 2, Jace Howerlick broke a 2-all tie late, leading to a 4-2 win.
Well, Jace Howerlick brings the fans out of their seats with about 3 minutes to go. Get that turnover on your stick, and you probably knew what you had to do at that point.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to go D to D, and I just read the pass and came in, and I was looking there the whole time and let it go, and lucky enough, and found that spot.
It seemed like the last couple of nights you've been looking for that opportunity. It hasn't really come your way until when the game was on the line.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our line has been dominant both games. I mean, we worked hard. We were cycling pucks. We were getting lots of chances, and we just couldn't find one. I mean, we had, multiple chances to put the puck in the net, but, either big save, post, just, not getting that bounce. But tonight I thought we got rewarded, and I thought hard work paid off.
Team WHL holds serve, gets the 2 wins here, and I know that was the goal going in to kick off the Super Series.
Yeah, I mean, nice to help out the other teams to, get off to a fast start. I mean, just puts less pressure on them, and, hopefully they can continue this.
Jace, when you now try to lay the groundwork for a potential World Junior invite, how does this game, do you think, fit into that picture?
I mean, I just tried to come in here and work my hardest and, play that hard, hard-nosed game, complete 200-foot game, hard to play against, hard on the puck, and I thought I did that well, and hopefully gave myself a good chance to, get that invite. But it's up to them.
Well, a goal and an assist and player of the game for Team WHL here in Game 2 of the Super Series. Appreciate your time and thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kelowna Rockets forward Nick Merkley is the WHL Player of the Week. He recorded 8 points, including 4 goals and 4 assists in 3 games. Kelowna also winning all 3 of those contests. First-round NHL pick of the Arizona Coyotes also represented Team WHL this past week with games in his home WHL city of Kelowna and Kamloops.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League recently announced the passing of WHL co-founder Delbert Del Wilson at the age of 88. Wilson was a driving force behind the creation of the Western Hockey League in 1966, along with Jim Pigott, Bill Hunter, and Scotty Monroe. Wilson was also instrumental in bringing the WHL, Ontario Hockey League, and Quebec Major Junior Hockey League together for what is now known as the Canadian Hockey League. WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen remembers when the two worked together in the league office years ago.
I got to know him very well. He handled the referee in chief and also the discipline duties. And of course, in those days, we did have some wild situations that had to be straightened out once in a while. So I learned a lot from him and through him. And of course, he was a long, long time scout with the Montreal Canadiens. So he had a real eye for talent. And certainly that knowledge, I hope, rubbed off a little bit on me.
The legacy he leaves. I know the WHL honors him with the Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy for top goaltender, but what's his lasting legacy?
Well, I think just as a founder in the league, everything he did to establish the league, he was the chairman of the board for a while. Obviously, he was the owner, the general manager, governor of the Regina Pats. He put the team together that won the 1974 Memorial Cup, which was the first Memorial Cup the Western Hockey League won under the new three-team format. And when I look back, I'm just so pleased that Dell was there with us on our opening weekend when we celebrated our 50th season. We had the special event in Moose Jaw prior to our season opening game. We have prepared a 50th season commemorative book. Ron Robison signed the first 100, and number one was given to Dell on that weekend, actually that night in Moose Jaw. Then we went over to Regina on the Saturday night. Moose Jaw was back in the building, and I was fortunate enough to be with Dell over the whole weekend. We stayed together in Regina. I went up to Saskatoon the night before. He wanted to go up as well, but we just felt with his age and health that he should just rest. Well, on Saturday morning, we had decided we were going to meet at 8:30 for breakfast. I wanted him to get as much rest as possible, and my phone rang at 8 o'clock. I was up already, but he said, "What are you waiting for?" I said, "Well, I thought we were meeting at 8:30. He said, "Well, I've been down here since 7:30. So I hurried downstairs, and sure enough, he was sitting with his suit on, his tie on. He was ready for the game that night in Regina, and just gung-ho right to the end, and we're just so pleased that he was with us that last weekend.
And that's the show. We'll say thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna for his help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.